Hello from Tunisia, where I've been working alongside an international oil company, specifically looking at their ability to manage critical incidents. Not surprisingly, in doing this, I've become very aware that there's widespread concern across not just that company, but all international businesses here about the degrading security situation. And you might recall two recent major incidents that have been branded as terrorism. The first was an attack on the Bardo Museum in the capital, Tunis, which occurred on the 18th of March 2015. Three terrorists killed 21 people at that museum. Most of those killed were European tourists, and about 50 others were injured. Two of the gunmen were Tunisian citizens and were killed by police. The third escaped. The Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL, claimed responsibility, but there's improved evidence that a splinter group from Al-Qaeda was responsible for the attack. A subsequent police raid killed nine members of the splinter group on the 28th of March this year. And the second attack on the 26th of June, at the tourist resort of Sousse, a lone armed gunman entered the premises of one of the hotels there and killed 38 people, 30 of whom were British. 39 people were also wounded. The gunman was a 23-year-old radicalised engineering student. He wasn't profoundly nor devoutly Muslim. He was allegedly a drinker, he had a girlfriend, and he was high apparently on cocaine during the shooting. So the concern being shown in Tunisia by the international community, is it warranted? Well, let me start by saying that in my experience, where locals are concerned about the security situation, there's always an issue. 98% of Tunisians are Sunni Muslims, and there are a significant number of Tunisians also being trained and fighting in Libya. In fact, the International Centre for the Study of Radicalisation and Political Violence have an upper estimate that Tunisia has over 3,000 foreign fighters in Syria and Iraq. And interestingly, it's the highest of any nation in the world. Some of these fighters will inevitably become radicalised returnees. Just a day ago here in Tunisia, the Tunisian police claimed to have broken up three cells that were recruiting fighters for Islamic State. They arrested 11 suspected of trying to join Islamist militant groups, specifically in Libya. This is a proud country with fantastically driven and principled people eager to achieve change for the better. The Jasmine Revolution, which started the Arab Spring, proved all of that. It has tremendous touristic and wider economic potential. Some amazing oil and gas projects have the potential to improve millions of lives here, and as domestic energy is also improved. But it does sit in a very volatile part of the world. We hope and pray that Tunisia realises some true value from its hard work to establish democracy and peace.